A Nashville proposal to limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities is drawing strong condemnation from some top Middle Tennessee Republicans. The sponsor of a 2009 state law banning so-called sanctuary cities says he's prepared to have the Metro Council proposal struck down if it wins final approval. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
The measure before the Metro Council would bar police and the county sheriff's office from doing more to help immigration and customs enforcement than is absolutely required under federal and state law. Shelbyville Senator Jim Tracy isn't convinced the proposal has teeth. Lawyers tell him the federal government and the state of Tennessee already have the final say on criminal and immigration law.
It's just something that they wanted to do make people feel good.
Tracy says he'll ask the state attorney general to weigh in and neuter the ordinance if it passes. And if that threat doesn't cause Nashville to back down, lawmakers could override the city when the General Assembly reconvenes next January. Other Republicans have been even harsher. Metro Councilman Robert Swope, President Trump's state campaign director, says the proposal would be disastrous. Congressman Diane Black, a possible candidate for governor next year, adds that it raises safety concerns. But supporters of the proposal say they're also motivated by a desire to protect the public. Unless clear lines are drawn between local police and federal authorities, they say many of the city's immigrants will be reluctant to report crimes to law enforcement. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.